I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. On this week's South Main Church of Christ podcast, I sit down with Tom Shepherd, one of the other elders here at our church, to discuss how nothing can separate us from the love of God.
What Jim just said is from the scriptures, from Romans 8, and nothing can separate us from the love of God. That means in this life, height, death, things to come, nothing can separate us from the love of God if we keep ourselves right with Him, love Him, and obey Him.
We'll get to that in just a few moments. First, let's get this week's Christian news from Jared.
Evangelical leaders are reacting to the death of former President Jimmy Carter. The leaders are remembering the former president not only for his political career, but also for his Christian faith and serving others. Jimmy Carter was this nation's 29th president and died this week at the age of 100. One homeless man is accused of threatening to release sarin gas during a Christmas Eve service at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston. Police have identified 33-year-old Aaron Suppis as the person who called in the threat. The church had more than 5,000 people inside when Suppis was alleged to have called in that threat. Overseas, militants as part of a paramilitary group attacked a church prayer service in Sudan on Monday. 177 Christians of the Sudanese Church of Christ were praying and fasting for the end of the military strife in Sudan. The Islamist militants stormed into the worship building and beat church members on suspicion of supporting the Sudanese armed forces. A school trip in Jerusalem has turned up a once-in-a-lifetime discovery. A gold medallion, which features a mosaic cross, was discovered by a 10-year-old boy. One archaeologist with the Israel Antiquities Authority says the medallion is between 100 and 200 years old, so they say it is not considered an antiquity. But the discovery still got people excited. Those are some of the week's stories as found this week on ChristianPost.com. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of December 29th, 2024, and New Year's 2025.
We heard the joyful sound, Jesus says, Jesus says. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus says, Jesus says. Bear the news to every land, find the sea and cross the ways. Onward is our Lord's command, Jesus says, Jesus says.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
Whom having not seen you love, through now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressibly and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. I'm Tyler Waite.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. With me today, I have Tom Shepherd. Tom, I think let's go to Romans 8 today, and we'll take a look at the last part of that chapter, starting with verse 31, and finish looking at that clear to the end of the chapter. That is one of my favorite scriptures to read. I've got several favorite, but that's one of them.
Okay, we'll be reading Romans 8, 31 through 39, talking about nothing can separate us from the love of God. Only we ourselves can do that. Okay, 31, Romans 8. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercessions for us. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
I think that's a scripture we need to have in our hearts every day.
Yeah.
It's something for us to talk about and today, and I think maybe we'll go through this and get some thoughts on it, on the times that we have now to look at these. So let's go back to verse 31. And I have mine, Tom's reading, I think, King James Version, and I do have mine up as New King James. It won't be much difference, just a word here and there. Verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So you take a look, it doesn't matter about all these things a lot of times that we're thinking about. It doesn't matter. You're going to have opposition, even if you're doing what you ought to be doing and doing right. But if God is for us, it doesn't matter on that. Who can be against us? Because God is the all-powerful God. Tom, you have anything on that verse that you...
Well, we might say that we've been learning about the providence of God, and God knows everything. He's all-seeing, he's all-hearing, he's all-knowing. Everything to God is there right now. He don't have to figure anything out. Where other, if someone's against us, it's not, don't really matter, because God is for us.
Right. You want to go ahead with 32 then, Tom, and we'll take a look at it.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Okay, we know God gave his only begotten son to die for us. He went to the cross for us all, from us clear back to Adam, at the beginning of time. They're going to be saved through the blood of Christ. If we obey, we're going to be saved through the blood of Christ. And if he done this, shall he not with him also freely give us all things? That's physical things and spiritual. All spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, if you think what that's saying there, what it would have been like for God to sacrifice his son for the sins of man, what more could he have done than that? If he did that sacrifice, he didn't spare his son, we ought to know what he is willing to do for us, and to have our sins forgiven, that we might be on good terms, good relations with God. Okay, verse 33. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. So that, again, those that would bring charges against the church, against the Christians, the members, it is God's going to be the one who judges that.
Yes. And he's
the one that sets us apart from the world.
Yes. Remember, God said that he will take charge of those things. We're not to hold, be accountable for those things. He will repay, says the Lord. Romans 12.
Okay. Let's go to 34. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercessions for us. So who's going to be the one that condemns us? Well, it is Christ who died. He's going to be our intercessor, our mediator. So if you've got Christ speaking for you on your side, then we know that everything's going to be right with God, as if we were doing God's will, Christ's will. So to have that is a security, a comfort, who also makes intercessions for us. Okay, this next verse kind of starts out a idea here, a subject that we alluded to right at the beginning about God doesn't leave us. It's usually us walking away from God, and that's something for people to keep in mind. You say, well, where's God? He's still where he was, and it's usually us that we have separated ourselves from God. Now, we still know that God separates himself from sin, so he will do that. But as far as the individual, he's always hoping that individual will repent and come back, and that's the word, come back. They're the one that's separated.
We know God, like you say, he doesn't separate us from us. It's sin that separates us from God. His hand is stretched out still, and the Old Testament tells us. He stretched out his hand for people to come back and follow and serve him.
Okay, again, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, now this starts right here, at part of the things, will these things separate us from God? So let's take a look at all the things that are mentioned here. Shall tribulation, so I don't know, defining the word tribulation, anything that's standing in your way, any trouble you're having or anything that would cause you to separate yourself from God, or will distress, another thing, just troubled times. It just seems like everything sometimes in your life will go wrong. Being distressed, and maybe just saying, using the word stress, under a lot of stress, is that going to separate you from the love of God? Not God's love. You may separate yourself, but he's not going to separate his love from you. Do you want to go ahead with that next one, or whatever you want, Tom?
Persecution. Okay, we know that the apostles were persecuted in their times for taking the truth out into the world. We might be persecuted as Christians because we stand for the truth, but we don't want to let that get to us. We want to stand firm on the truth. Phantom. Jesus said in Matthew 6, chapter 6, that all these things will be added to us, our clothing, our food, or everything we need will be added unto us. I don't think a Christian, if you're following God, is going to go starving or hungry. Christ will feed you the things we need. But he said in Matthew 6:33, I believe it is, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's putting God first. And all these things that we need will be added unto us. So that's good to remember, I believe.
Yeah. It is. Persecution, I think of in this country, being persecuted as a Christian, we are so fortunate to be able to live in this country. I don't believe I went through what even you could probably use the word persecution before. Yes, once in a while somebody may make fun of you a little bit or make a little comment about Christianity or Christ or going to church three times a week or this type of thing, reading the Bible, studying it. But when you look at the word persecution and think back at the time that Revelation was being written, that John was writing it down, all the things was happening at that time, there's still things in the world going on that's similar to that. When you see where they've got them in red jumper suits and some group is getting ready to execute some Christians, it's still going on in our world, so there's still persecution. That does happen, and we are fortunate. We need to keep praying that this country remains a country that is tolerant, where we can worship according to what the Word of God says without persecution. Famine. Think of the places in this world where there's famine in places, and this country's been able to feed the people and help the world with food. And that's another good thing, and that's by the providence of God. I agree with Tom what he said here. If you're a Christian, I don't believe you're ever going to go through too much of famine and nakedness. God will provide, and He has said that in His word. The next thing's peril. So looking at peril, trying to think of something that's just these big problems come up, that things that are just very difficult to go through. I'm not going to get into some of the things that I've heard that people have to deal with, and they are in peril, but that shouldn't separate us from the love of God. That's really where we should be going, closer and closer to God, drawing near to Him.
Yes, and might add on that peril, dangers. If you read Hebrews chapter 11, that faith chapter, some of the things these back then went through, the apostles and in the Old Testament went through cruel mockings and scourgings and in prisons. They were stoned, they were sold into, and they were tempted. Just some of the things they went through. And, you know, like Jim was saying, we never know what we're going to go through. But if we're right for God, being spiritually right is really what counts, because there's a home in heaven waiting for all the redeemed and all those who obey God. It's going to be worth going through anything here on this earth.
And then the next word there is sword. I got thinking about, you know, mostly in this country, we're able to worship as we want, but there are things that happen. I think I'm just doing this from memory, so I think it was Columbine and the shooting out there in that school, that where the one girl was cornered, the person that was doing that shooting, and asked if she was a Christian. And she could have said no, even though she was, but she said, yes, I am, and she lost her life over that. But that's something that the Word of God tells us, too. They might be able to take our life, but they're not going to get our soul. It will be with God.
Right. I agree. Verse 36. It says, it's written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted sheep for the slaughter. Again, the way the world looks sometimes, and we're not maybe living the way people live in the world, and we are sheep for slaughter, but God's going to take care of us. We're His sheep, and He'll take care of, because His Son died for us. I like verse 37, Jim, when it says, in all these things, we just went over them, we are what? More than conquerors. Yes. Don't say conquerors. More than conquerors.
Right.
Through Him that loved us. We can conquer anything with God. It's because it says through Him, because He loves us.
Okay. Verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No matter what the things are, all those things listed there, no matter what they are, nothing can separate us from Christ's love.
Right. Look at all them things. High as you want to go, or down the sea, Christ is everywhere, and he loves us, and nothing can separate us from Him. Like I said earlier, only we ourselves. If we come and stray and don't follow Him and go back in the world, of course, that God don't like that. We have to love God, put Him first.
Right. I think there's about 10 things listed here on that. I counted them a while ago, so there's 10, so that's something. And there could have been other things written there, but nothing can separate us from the love of God. Well, our time's about up today, Tom. Thank you for being here with me and getting to discuss this wonderful scripture.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome, everyone, to the weekly announcements. We want to remember all of our upcoming times of services. We want to remember our Bible studies at 9:45 Sunday evening. Ladies' Bible class, they get together at 5 o'clock on the telephone, and they're doing the Second Chronicles. Midweek services are to come together on Wednesday at 6:30. Of course, we want to remember all the ones that's on our prayer list, especially the ones that's in the hospital and recovering from ailments that they have during this time. Also, we remember our church youth group. They meet on January the 3rd at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. That will be in the fellowship hall. So we want to remember all this in this coming week. Thank you. This is Mark Randolph bringing his announcements to you.
My closing thought. In this scripture, it tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And we know that is true. We think of the early Christians and what they went through. That is for each one of us to have such a faith that no matter what happens, no matter what they do to us, you think of all the things that happened to the early Christians, not to allow anything to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ. We think of how it must have been for them. Our soul is eternal. Our God is a spirit. Those things will be forever. And that is sometimes difficult to even comprehend and so wonderful to think about. And love, as we know Paul wrote, was the most important things. Love is what we keep in mind with our love of God, our faith. My closing thought. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.